Good morning. We're continuing with the halachos of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur for the different situations where that comes into play. So what is this concept known as shiurim? So there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma which says a very important rule when it comes to transgressing prohibitions in order to save a life. And the Mishnah says, if I have a choice, it means it's not an imminent danger which I must dress immediately, and I can sit there and figure out what's the best way to do it. There's a concept of machilin oisai hakal kal techila. We feed the person a lesser transgression. So I have a choice between giving a person something which is an iser asay, it's prohibited on the Torah level only as an asay, or to give him something which is prohibited as a lav. A lav is more chomer, a lav gets malchus, and asay does not get malchus. If I could give a person something which is a lav, let's say give a person meat, beef, which has not been shechted. So it's called an avela. That, or I could give him chaylev of an animal which is shechted. Chaylev is a prohibited fat. Chaylev is punished with koris. Koris is more chomer than a lav. So I give him the avela and not the chaylev. If I can give him one kazayas of non-kosher food, a person comes ill on Shabbos and he needs food, and the only thing available is non-kosher meat, and he must have meat. I can either shecht an animal and transgress the prohibition of skila to save his life, or I could give him the eating a kazayas of non-shechted meat. So if that's the choice, we'd rather that he eats a non-shechted meat than to transgress Shabbos by the shechting, which is considered a higher level of a prohibition. So that being understood, the concept of giving less than a shear is the same concept, because when there's a shear, there's a punishment, and when there's no shear, there's no punishment. So we look at that avera as being, even though it's a Torah prohibition, a lesser avera. So if we have a choice between giving the full amount and giving less than that amount, we should give less than that amount. That's the only place that this concept is relevant. We have a life-threatening situation, so we have the permission to transgress this avera to save a life. It's not really a transgression, it's saving a life. But I'm allowed to override the prohibition. If I have a choice between options, I should do the lesser prohibition. If there's no choice, the person has become extremely dehydrated, and I must hydrate him immediately, otherwise his life is in danger, I must give him as much liquid as necessary to hydrate him and get him back to safety, even though that's going to be more than a shear. If a person, there's cases, the more talks about a person gets some type of a violent reaction to not eating, and he must have food, we need to give him food to get him back to the point where his mind and his body is settled again. We give as much as necessary. But if we have a choice, we choose the concept of shiurim. So what is the concept of shiurim? So how much is this? And what do we do? What does it mean? If a person eventually can eat the full amount, he ends up eating the same amount. What's the difference? So there is a locha known as kedei achilas pras, which means that if I eat something in the morning and something 4 hours later, it's not called one act of eating, it's two separate acts of eating. And each act was only to be a very small amount. Whereas if I eat the same amount in one shot, it's definitely one achila, one act of eating, and it's a full level of prohibition of transgression. So how much is that? So we say, you know what, it's 4 hours in between, it's not one achila. 2 hours in between, it's not one achila. 1 hour between, so what is the cutoff time? So this is a discussion in halacha. The Chassam Sofer says it's at least 2 minutes and not more than 9 minutes. 9 minutes in between the two achilas is definitely two separate achilas. Ramoshes and others say that the 9 minutes, these numbers are definitely not the standard numbers, though these are the extremes which you would use to try and protect a person on Yom Kippur. If he could wait 9 minutes between each achila, that'd be better. But the main shear that you can deal with is a number of 4.5 minutes, or 4 minutes is definitely reliable to say that that's a valid gap, and even 3 minutes is reliable to say it's a valid gap. So a person can eat a small amount, less than the shear, wait 4.5 minutes, and then eat again. He's definitely separated his two achilas, and now we've done the lesser transgression. If a person can't wait that long, we say, well, maybe you can wait 2 minutes, and at least have that, according to that opinion, you have a gap. A person can't even do that, so we let him eat the amount that he needs. It's important to point out, once a person feels better, a person now has to go back to fasting. It's not once you're done, you're done. How much can a person eat? So a person has to ask their poisik to get the exact amounts. The amount of a kikosevis is the shear for Yom Kippur is an ounce of food is definitely permitted. More than that, you get into discussion. How much more is permitted? But an ounce of food, a fluid ounce, you take a shot glass, which is 1 ounce, and you fill that with food. You eat it, a person would eat it, and then wait the time of 4.5 minutes, and then eat again, etc. In regards to drinking, the shear is kemale lugmov, a cheeksful. If a person will drink less than that, and then wait this time lapse and do it again, so a person would be able, if a case where that is permitted, so that's what a person would do. There are cases where we, because of potential danger, prophylactically we allow the people, we're afraid the people get weakened and contract a life-threatening disease. There are certain scenarios where we're worried about prophylactically a woman is worried she might become dehydrated and go into early labor. There are scenarios which a person has to ask their poisik, but to understand this concept of there's a certain amount that you have to eat to be punished. Eating less than that is still a Torah prohibition. It's permitted because of potential danger to life, and we eat it with a process of gaps, unless that would not accomplish the safety which we need to save the person's life, which in that situation, the life would take precedence, and we eat what we ever have to eat. We should be zeicha that you only have to use shiurim for the purpose of simchas. And all of the chalom of Klai Yisrael should have a refuah shleima. All of Klai Yisrael should be zeicha to a gemar chesima toiva. And Be'ez Hashem, after Yom Kippur, we talk about some halachas which are relevant to Sukkos, through chalom and Sukkos as well. And after Sukkos, we'll go back to learning chayavim as we were learning before. Have a good day. Gemar chesima toiva.